This is Ben Eubanks, host of We're Only Human, one of the featured shows on the HR Happy Hour podcast network. Today, we're going to look at how to reduce the impact from retiring employees. According to Money Magazine, more than half of baby boomers have less than $50,000 saved for retirement. That means that dream of retiring and wandering around the golf course could be unattainable for a large portion of the population. Baby boomers have incredible value to offer. Many employers have realized this and responded with targeted retention programs. The critical part of the conversation is this. Boomers often have that valuable tribal knowledge that has not been passed on to their younger peers, and they're retiring every day. According to Pew Research, baby boomer representation in the workforce is reducing steadily, with approximately 10% reduction forecasted for the next 10 to 12 years. However, employers can keep those knowledgeable senior workers around with a targeted talent management strategy. For example, CVS Caremark has a particularly innovative program where older workers that move south during the cold seasons of the year are offered positions that align with their lifestyle choices. The Snowbird program allows pharmacists and other high-value workers from northern states to transfer each winter to pharmacies in Florida and other warmer states. Another firm, the Aerospace Corporation, allows employees to enter retirement as early as age 55. Retirees are allowed to work up to 1,000 hours per year at their old pay rate and can continue to contribute to the business while phasing into retirement with less financial strain. These are a few examples of the firms that retain their baby boomer populations. I have a great example from a former employer as well. We had a staff member who'd been working with us for 20 years. He planned to resign outright, and when we asked if he'd be interested in working a 20-hour flexible schedule to continue the customer relationship, he was very pleasantly surprised at the availability of the option. It instantly accepted. He worked with us for several years after that, and we were able to train up someone to take the position in that interim period while he was working part-time. This new junior worker was learning from him, being mentored by him, and was meeting with a customer to build that relationship as well. Why not more employers do a version of this? I think it's pretty simple. I think most companies could start by offering that stay opportunity for those leaving for voluntary reasons. We do this as a regular practice. It's not rocket science. You just ask. The worst they can say is no and walk out the door. But the best option for those workers is to continue working in some period of time for some reduced schedule. They're invaluable, and it makes an easier transition for them and for the company. The biggest benefit for us at that time was the person would transition to a part-time schedule, and we could find out where the knowledge gaps were. We could use them while they're on staff to help close those gaps in more junior workers. So, what type of flexibility, if any, does your organization provide? And how can you make sure that you don't lose that valuable tribal knowledge your boomers have accumulated? That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To have full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. To learn more, please go to h3hr.com.